بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نسبت و ملکہ یادداشت کا فرق. ارشاد: نسبت ملزوم و ملکہ یادداشت لازم ہے، دونوں کی ماہیت الگ الگ ہے. نسبت نام ہے خاص تعلق کا، جس پر دو امر کا ترتب لازم ہے، ایک کثرت ذکر جس کی دوسری تعبیر ملکہ یادداشت ہے، دوسرے دوام طاعت. جس طرح کوئی کسی پر عاشق ہو جائے تو اس تعلق عشقی میں دو امر لازم ہیں، ایک تو یہ کہ معشوق اکثر اوقات ذہن سے نہیں اترتا، دوسرے عاشق عمدن اس کی نافرمانی نہیں کرتا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. منطقی ٹرمز لازم اینڈ ملزوم. If there is going to be the sun that's coming out, then there will be some level of brightness. Can it be possible the sun has come out and there is absolutely no brightness? So, what is called lazim, the other is called malzum. Nisbat refers to a special type of a relationship, from a mild to a strong relationship. Now, the relationship that is under discussion is not a mild one, it's a strong relationship. So, the strong relationship, this relationship, and this is strengthened, bonded very well, then there will be two things that will come out of it. The word that has been used, malakai yaddasht. The other word for malakai yaddasht is dawam zikr. Yaddasht is a Persian word meaning memory. It's in my memory. So when you're in love with someone, then at all times or most of the time he's in your mind. Even when it's a real bond, real love, then the person that you love is always at the top of your mind. He will be there in your mind, he will appear in your discussions, he may also appear in your dreams, but there is a genuine love. So that is the one thing that comes off this relationship, is you're going to be remembering him all the time. Kasrat al-zikr. We spoke about Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi, right? This type of stories we heard from Hazrat rahmatullahi. And Hazrat heard it from Hazrat Mu'tanwi sahab rahmatullahi. So he says he was having his hair trimmed, and getting the moustache also trimmed. So I asked Mulana Ahmed to do some research on the moustache. So I told him, when I seen our akad, I didn't see them with moustaches. Hazaji had a very thin line. So I told him that the thin line could be observed when you're near him. From a distance, you can't even observe the thin line. Very thin line in the center. So he checked up. So the words were Yushbiul Khat. What are the words? كَأَنَّهُ خَطٌ, like a rhyme. So you see that Akabir on the spot. كَأَنَّهُ خَطٌ. خَط means a line. Very like a thin line. But you only observe it if you are very close to him. If you are a distance away, then you can't see for no stars. But if you are close to him, then you will see that dagger. Somehow he's getting his moustache done with Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatali. And the Baba is telling him, can you just stop making zikr for some time? Now his tongue is just moving. And the story is not a story that is made up, I don't think. There was some Somalian student here, and I think one of the Somalian students, I didn't see a better reader. Very good, the recitation was too good. Extremely good. Can't remember his name, Saeed or whatever. So, his father was here once, and they are speaking about their family, his father. He says his father, the Quran Sharif just flows on his tongue uncontrollably. To the extent that when he goes to the toilet, he has to put a miswak and bite on the thing, otherwise the recitation will just flow. So now that is when you are really bonded with Allah Ta'ala. It just flows. Whether you intend or you don't intend, but it just is a constant flow. They say also, man ahabba shay'an aksara zikrahu. When you love with something, some person, then you talk about him. Some pretext or something, then his mention will just pop up somehow or the other. Talk about him, or you may just imitate him, you may do something just to show that you are in line. One person, I'll mention his name, but he confided in me, right? So I'll mention his name. Later on he became a nice big buzroog also, right? But now he's passed away, so I'm not mentioning his name just to maintain his respect. So he says that in those days, they used to use candles and lamps, right? So if you're trying to put it off, just to, then it takes some time to put it off. And if you do this, so you are preserving all your breath. Your breath is going to direct that and straight away it will go off. So he did this and he switched off the lamp, not realizing that his father was watching him from behind. Beta, where did you see this? It is called off guard. And that was spill the beans. I saw a movie. See that? So what you see many times, it gets into the heart. When it gets into the heart, it's played out. So that is why they say the places, the people, and time must be taken care of. You don't know. Your eye is watching something and it may just take a liking. Then to delete it, is it easy after that? Took a liking for something or some person, then to totally obliterate it, is it easy? Very difficult. But you heard someone's voice, right? And then you want to sing that same tone, huh? You heard it once and that voice just struck, right? Don't you hear the children, somebody, you're walking on the corridor and you see Sudesh is walking, Shatri is walking, Karibasi is walking, until they see you, they just stop. But what you hear, it strikes the heart. It strikes the heart that you want to imitate. So that's why they say, look after what you see. You don't realize. Stealthily, you are picking up something without even realizing. So why is he asking you to do this? Is your heart must be overwhelmed only with Allah Ta'ala. So shut all those avenues. That is why the Quran says, لَا تَخْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرُ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. You're answerable. See, audio, visual. Why they call it audio, visual? Because these are two main avenues. They are the two main avenues to the heart. The pipeline direct to the heart. In the sama wal basara. Right? And the third thing that the Quran speaks about, well, fu'ada. The heart also plays its game, right? Mind, right? Because now, I'm just showing you a typical example, right? You fell in love with someone, right? You saw and you heard and the thing is stuck in your heart. Now, what's the work of the mind? The mind will connive, will work out areas. How do I meet my beloved? Maybe I'll call him for an invite, you know. As friends, I will invite him. So he won't realize that I got a real love for him, but I'll keep seeing him, you know, and at least that fire of love will be serviced, you know. Or maybe now and then ask him some masala, you know, under the pretext of asking some masala, I go and see the person. So, see how the mind works. One person likes to get sick, right? Why? Because he fell in love with a doctor. So that is the only doctor in the district. So he likes to get sick. So under some pretext, uski ja karke mulaqat karo. So Majnun speaks about this. Same love, you know, that love. So it's a very dangerous thing. We consider it to be a light thing, but it's a very dangerous thing. So he says, Majnun is saying that he's riding on a camel, and the camel's small, young, right? Just delivered now, for 2-3 days. And now he's on the camel, and the camel has just delivered, right? So that thing is going very slowly. Every now and then it's looking back. How's my child? Again, few steps, stopping. So he says, see, I am after my Leela. And this thing is after his Leela. So it can't work out. So he just jumped off, say, you should carry on, but let me carry on. See that? So if there's anything that's distracting the goal, it will definitely impede the progress. The progress can't be expedited. Why? Because the attention is on that. So he's what he's showing you here, that the heart is here, and you're going towards Allah Ta'ala. So would you get that type of progress that is desired? Can't get that progress. Why? Heart is somewhere else. So heart must be totally on that end. So all this training, Malak-e Yaddash, and Habsadam, all the things there, is just to create this. And this way it comes from. So in the sifat of the Muslim, right? Sifat, then when he talks about zikr, the word is there, ذاکرین اللہ کثیرا. That's not only for zikr. Others, المسلمین اور مسلمات اور مین اور مینات اور قانتین اور قانتات صابرین اور صابرات مسلمات. But in kimra zikr then, ذاکرین اللہ کثیرا. Then again, یا ایوہ الذین آمنوا اذکروا اللہ ذکرا کثیرا. Then, when you're in a combat, the thick of battle, إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِيَةً فَاثْبُتُوا. And then, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Again, see. Again, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. And then, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Now, why was there the emphasis on zikr? So there's two reasons that the essence of all the ibadat is the remembrance for Allah. Aqim as-salata li zikri, isn't it? So you understand, the whole idea was to get the remembrance. فَإِذَا قَلَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرِكُمْ. You can see that. The whole idea was zikr. So, the extent of the zikr will bring about the quality in the world. What remembrance is about, that will bring about that level of quality in your work. Zikr is, there's very little zikr, then there's hardly any quality. See what Allah speaks about the munafiqeen. لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. Can you see that? So that's a distinct quality of a munafiq. What? ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. And the quality of a Muslim, يذكر الله كثيرا. Right? In the فَإِذَا I showed you about Hajj, I showed you about Namaz, right? Now, فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ السَّلَاةِ. Now this is Juma Namaz, right? فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Right? So what's the rabt? See, the Quran, you'll find a rabt, right? You'll find. But this said, you mustn't just keep reading. Read and reflect. Read and reflect. That's how you get the enjoyment. Only reading, and when you know the meaning, then reflect. Allah asks message. So he's mentioned this, and there'll be a definite reason why he said this. Now that's the problem. Very few of us look at the Quran Sharif, the tafsir. How do you look? Finish Jalalain, Tarjima of the Quran Sharif, kitab is packed up, or Zinat al-Mari Bangiri. Oh, we thought the Sabak can finish after that. But now, how many of us takes the trouble, or it, see, this is what I'm doing now, right? I'm doing a little bit of tafsir, even if it's three lines. Now, I read this, but now let me try and see what is the message of Allah Ta'ala. You read the tafsir, and you said, to get the message right, you have to look at the siyah, the context. What was the context of this message? You got the context, then you're online. But now you just took one verse independently without looking at the context, then you can't find exactly what's the message. Now again, you come just to this verse about Jummah Namaz. قُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So what, how this thing relates? One thing. So it relates like this. See, in a Jummah, You'll see people coming from all over, right? Like a normal namaz, maybe the people of the locality are there, right? But when you get Jummah namaz, far and wide, everybody is coming for the Jummah namaz. Doesn't it happen? So therefore the Jummah namaz, the masjid, or the musalla is packed, right? Full. It's one time and everybody is coming together, right? That's why وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ Then wal yawmil mashhud. What? Wa shahidi wa mashhud. What? Wa shahidi wa mashhud. Right? So one is called the shahid and one is called the mashhud. Shahid is a witness. Right? So shahid is the Jummah. We all are present for the Jummah. We come in and we present, make ourselves present. Shahidin wa mashhud. So one is the present, right? And the other is the namaz, which is witness. One is, we witness the namaz, right? So shahid, we are witnesses, right? We came as witnesses. We came to make ourselves present for the Jummah, right? So shahid. And one is, wa shahidu wa mashhud, right? The day that is witnessed. The day that is witnessed. So that is called Arafat. Arafat, from all over, right, this Arafat brings everybody together. Doesn't bring everybody together, right? So that's Shahid, and this is Mashhud. So now, the Jummah namaz has got some distinct and unique significance. Right? And it has to be given the respect. See, I emphasize this thing here, because the quality of your namaz and your prayer is proportionate to your respect. The proof for that is, there is one hadith in Bukhari, Abu Dawud Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif about the person that's coming for the Jummah, right? Has a bath, makes miswak, puts some nice clean clothes, applies ether, oil, right? And then he proceeds to the masjid walking, right? And then when he's in the masjid, he tries to occupy the front row as close to the imam as possible. And he doesn't engage in any futility, nothing futile. Now for that person, every step is a year's roza, and a year's Qiyamul Layl, right, for that person. But now, we try and work out the hadith, why so much of sawab for this type of an action? Because of the adab, ihtimam, he made adab for that. The other person also came, but he came, did his namaz and he went away. Now this person here, he took that additional care, additional ihtimam, and then he came. Right? But this promise is for that person who observed all this thing here. He didn't observe it, right? He said something, or he's inattentive, right? He's playing around, fidgeting around with his watch, phone, etc. Then this promise is not for that person. So, as the Shaykh of the day, he explains this hadith. And then he says, give me an example, right? Illustration. He says, on Banya, receive a member of his family. Now Banya, the whole life is about money. So, they can't work without thinking of money. Even for example, there's a wedding, right? So I have to go to that wedding. So I mustn't go there without making money. So what I'll do is, I'm a jeweler or something, so I'll take a couple of things there and advertise it in that wedding, see? So at least I'll make 2-3 grand for that, right? So that trip of mine, the time of mine is not wasted. So the whole mind is money, money, money. So that's how they operate, right? So anyway, this Banya received his family, right? Some distant connection. So it's a connection he has to house him. But he's doing the collection, he's doing the hisab, no? Hisab A. First day now, board, lodge, feed, right? Now, connections, you have to feed him well. 1 grand is gone, making the hisab now. Bring the mathematics, 1 grand gone. Now, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, he's doing all the hisab. 10 days, 10,000 rand went away, doing all the hisab. So anyway, he had to settle the score. Say, how much he settled the score? Because he ate my 10,000 rand, so I must settle the score with him. So now, he took 10 people from his family, went to that person's house. Right. Now the guest is, he's first when he's there, right, he's saying, hey, see, I made so much. 1 grand, 2 grand, 3 grand, 4 grand, made so much. But when this person came, 10 people, stayed for 10 days, now that guest is saying, hum to wahi ke wahi hai. Hum to, we're at the same spot. Because I benefited, right, for 10 days, 10 grand, right. Then he came with 10 people to stay one night here. So, they settled the score straight away, they settled it. So, he came in. So, what does Shaykh Rahman saying here? He's going to fidget around, talk, look around this side, play with the phone. Then, this promise is not for you. Then you are the same spot that you came in, you're leaving at the same spot. You had made no progress. Alright, you discharge your faras. That's all. But you didn't make any progress whatsoever. Right? So, when you examine these hadiths, right, where the sawab is multiplying, then the common denominator is the adab. In all these hadiths, which talk about the reward is the fikr and adab. See, we come with fikr. And other person that is doing miswak, performing namaz 70 times. Why? Adab and fikr. You can imagine, you know, there was one student, just came in, first year, second year, so asking, you smoke, so yeah. You married? Yeah, married also. So I asked him, just want to ask your wife, if you're intimate, right? How she feels. He said, I feel so too miserable, but if you just endure, we're in the marriage. So now, if she's feeling like that, imagine for a moment, if she was smoking and you were getting intimate, right? How would you have felt? In 1 week, he left the cigarette. She said, so now, you are coming close to Allah Ta'ala. Akrabu ma yakunu wa huwa sajid. Namaz, sajda, closest to Allah Ta'ala. Coming. And all the stench is coming out from your mouth. How Allah will take your things. Yeah. Now this person is thorough about it. I'm going to see Allah Ta'ala. Right? I'm going to be close to Allah Ta'ala. And how must I be dressed? How must I present myself? Yeah. In all that I'm doing. So there must be two things. One is the adab, how I present myself. And one is the presence of the mind. One is the adab, and the other is the presence of the mind. Azari Ahmad used to relate the story. Most of it he used to hear from the Mautani Sahib. He says, Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatali, I explained that he is a Tabatabin. I explained the reason. So, Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatali has arrived Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj. The Haram Sharif has got a unique and a special effulgence that is only confined to the Haram. Like Medina got its Noor and just restricted to Medina Munawwara. Every other place will have a reflection of that Noor. See, what the Noor here will reflect here, proportion to your contact. How's your contact with Makkah, Mukarramah? How's your relationship with Medina Munawwara? So that place for that person will have that level of nur. But you must be connected. Connected very well, the flow is well. But you're not connected well, then imagine now that battery is dying, right? You'll have some contact, but will it be a contact? Very, very weak. So you must be connected very well to get the full blessings. So now he's there in Makkah Mukarrama, and he's observing that I don't see the special light that I normally see at Makkah Mukarrama. Special, you know, you see that special effulgence, you can feel it. Now I'm not seeing it. There's something that is not adding up, right? I normally would see this, and I'm not seeing it. Remember what I'm talking about, adab. That's your physical demeanor, right? And one is the state of your mind. See, to get that full benefit, the adab and the state of the mind also must be right. Then you're getting the full. If one thing is short, then you don't get the full. State of the mind must be right. We'll come back to this. وَبْتَهُوا مِنْ فَضِ اللَّهِ وَسْكُرُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So anyway, after some moments, he saw Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Aliha, who read 1,000 rakats every day. Bhai, mardo ke liye doob mar jane ki baat hai. A lady could do it. 1,000 rakats isn't embarrassing. You're a man, and how much you do? You need 20 rakats? Hey, you know, today I did 20 rakats. She was also a human being. She took out the time, and she made it happen. Now you try someone to do it, knees giving up. Kaise barde? Where there's a will, there's a way. Make it happen. So anyway, behind a veil, he heard about Rabia Rahmatullahi, and he spoke to her. You know, I'm here and I didn't see that nur, but I saw it's coming with you. What happened? So she was also of that maqam, that position. She said, you see, as you came in from Balkh, right, there was this place. You came from Balkh, you were making namaz all the place. Right? Where were you stopping making namaz? Right? But me, when I came from Basra, right in Makkah, all the way I was in total submission. Right? All the way. So you were making namaz at intervals, submitting at intervals. And my submission was from the time I stepped out of Basra right to Makkah Mukarrama. Sometimes many women also overtake me. So the adab and the state of the mind. See what was in her that wasn't Ibrahim Zaman. See? State of the mind. Where her mind was. Total submission. Now, 2 days ago we were speaking about akhlaq, right? So this tawakkul, this is called taslim. These are all part of the akhlaq. Right? We spoke about akhlaq, and this is the arkan of tasawuf. The arkan of the soul is akhlaq. Tawakkul is also a part of it. Because akhlaq refers to the heart. So tawakkul also refers to the heart. Taslim also refers to the heart. Yesterday in Tarawih, right, then towards the end you get a little bit tired, you get a little bit of a consolation, you know, two rakats left now, right? So one thought came to my mind, how to overcome this. See, man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban, right? So you got in your mind, only 2 rakats, and I have a clean sheet. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Only 2 more rakats, and then You get a clean slate. Clean. So these hadiths are there so that you must register. Think about, alright, I'll do this, and this is the record that I'll have. I'll do this, these are the reports that I'll get. You know, you had some pains here, chest, stomach, everything. And you went to the doctor, right? Said, don't worry. We had a clean record, everything right. We looked at your heart, we looked at your sugar, pulse, all your vitals, everything is clean. You feel some pain because you had a rocky ride, you know. You are traveling on a rocky road, gravel road, so got some humps and bumps. So that's the reason for that. Otherwise, now when you got that clear record, clear report, how relieved don't you feel? Don't you feel relieved? So yeah, Allah is giving you. So to add value to whatever you're doing, then you have to get the adab right and get the mind also right. Now, going out in Jamaat, for example, right? So you're doing what the Amir is saying, do this, don't do this, eat at this time, don't come this time. But your mind is not in a state of submission. Why is he telling us to do this? If he were in our place, would you like to be boss like this? What he thinks of himself? But I ask him now, are you in a state of taslim? You're showing that adab, but mentally I'm showing that taslim, so you don't want to get the benefit. So this adab and taslim has to be all the time. Our Mustafa Rahmatullahi, with Buzuganadi, we talk about them so we can learn. But we learn what is taslim. So around 65 or something, he had come to Darul Jubun, right? It's a long story. So they gave him a place in Ihata Masjid. Now that's the place with the heaviest traffic, Ihata Masjid, right? And from the room to the masjid is, I would say, about 1.5 meters. Very narrow. Right? So the noise and whatever will happen, right? And now, he's coming in as the Grand Mufti of what? Dioban of the whole world, right? Coming at that capacity. Then added to that, they give him Bukhari Sharif to teach. And this is the place that they found for him, right? So obviously, you teach me that you need a secluded place, secluded, no disturbance, nothing, right? Anyway, after a month or so, that Chatta Masjid became available, right? Cleaned up nicely. And they moved him on. Muftim Sahib and Qaritiyev Sahib asked him for a place to be a, and those Zakini also can be with you here. So they asked Muftim Rahmatullahi, are you happier here or happier there? What made you happy? He said, what made me happy is that my Muhtamim Sahib is happy for me for this place. See the level of taslim. You see the level of taslim. Sami'na wa ta'ala. That's the salient feature of this ummah. The adab and the mind. Only the mind and no adab, half the job. Only the adab and not the mind, half the job. So the mind must be right and the adab must be right for you to be able to capture the whole reward. Totally. Right? And this is so true, you know. See, someone is working for you, right? And you train up, right? For chandela, for sweep, right? Yeah, what this man thinks of me? He's doing the job because he has to get his salary, but then his mind is swearing you. Right? If you get to know the state of his mind, how you feel? And the other way is that he's doing that, say, hey, my boss is such a good person, you know, gave me a job. I didn't have a job, I was jobless, gave me a job. He's so lenient, pays me on time, Allah gave me a good life, you know. I got something for myself, my wife, my children, my home, my medical, my traveling. But this is the blessings of the boss. But that's called taslim. See that adab and taslim. So now we're coming back to this. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So Jummah namaz, right, is not just restricted to the locality. People will come in from far and wide. So that's why they call it the Jami'a Masjid. It gathers everybody, brings everybody together. So it's called a Jummah Masjid. Right? So now, understand that people are coming in from different backgrounds and different temperaments. Right? If there's one family of people just in that locality, so I know you, you know me, temperaments are all agreeable. Right? You coming from somewhere else, I'm somewhere else, right? He's coming from some other place, the ways are different, styles are different, right? Habits are different, and all have come, right, for namaz, right? Now they've come for a common purpose, but they come for the Jummah namaz. So, because they've come for a certain purpose, they'll be just dedicated to the purpose they've come for. See, that's why, you see, Hajj has ended, right? Hajj has ended, right? The best spot in the entire world, right? Umm al-Qura. So people are there, right? As the Hajj ended, Umar radiallahu anhu is making an announcement, Ya Ahl al-Sham, Shamukum. Ahl al-Misr, Misrukum. So why? Why are you asking this way? But people came from different temperaments. The purpose, the mission that you came for is accomplished. Now you're going to be together, then there is a variance in the temperaments. Conflicting temperaments. Then can there be conflicts? There will be conflicts. He likes something else and he talks about something else. He is doing something and you do something else. There's going to be conflict of interest. Then the temperaments are going to be clashing. Then that will result in a problem. So now Al-Sham, move. Move. So you finish the work. As long as the work was there, so you were involved in that work, you were engaged in the work, right? So there was no reason for conflicting. Arafat now, hey, I didn't do my dua now. He's saying, I must make my dua. You make dua for me. So there's hardly any conflict. So you got a purpose. You came for the Jummah, did the khutbah, did your namaz, now move it now. So you avoid any conflict. Right? But then now, فَانْتَشِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. See now the relationship, right? وَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and go and do some work now, right? Generate some income. It's a tafsir, just giving the khulasa. Right? Now, the Quran said, didn't say just go and disperse, go and search for a livelihood, right? You see that? So, if you're going to be just dispersing, idle, again shaitan will catch you. So keep yourself engaged, right? And normally, man is such, if there's something lucrative, then it attracts him, isn't it? I'm going to do some business, it's a deal I want to do like this. Doesn't it attract him? So when it attracts him, then he'll feel engaged, he'll feel attracted, won't he? Right? Against something that there is no attraction. Here there's an attraction because he's seeing a cash reward, right? وَبْتَهُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, search for livelihood, right? وَبْتَهُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. But remember Allah Ta'ala and remember Him in abundance, right? Now why? Because now, if you are absorbed in business, right? Absorbed. So, then you're not going to be careful of the parameters. If there's a deal here, it's about 2% interest, there's it, right? So are you conscious of Allah Ta'ala at that time? It's going to be a bare fasid here, right? So are you conscious of Allah Ta'ala then? So you don't become so absorbed that you become unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Waskurullah, and not just mildly, waskurullah kathiran. Waskurullah kathiran. Again in jihad, فَاسْبُتُوا وَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. So, why وَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا? They also. So there's two reasons. One, the Ashik says, Kuntu Askuruki, Kuntu Askuruki, Varrimahu Tatiru Bena Yadi, right? He says, I was in love with you, even at the time the bullets were just flying. Can you imagine the depth of love? The bullets are flying at the time. At that time also I didn't forget you. See? So at that time also we didn't forget Allah Ta'ala. So what a relationship Allah Pak wants of you. Can you see that? What a relationship Allah Ta'ala wants of you. Even in the thick of battle, in a moment you can go, right? This way, that way, right? But at that time also, you're not unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Skurullah Kaseera. It is crossing my mind. In the Jamaat, that's why I say, by that old tartib, that tartib have to come back. That old tartib, what I saw in the 60s, right? So some of the pictures are in my mind, you know. This was the old worker, this old worker is jacking that one. What is he jacking him for? Why is it in Jamaat? You only talk about the 6 points. Don't talk anything else. Don't talk go for a holiday, going for Umrah, don't talk anything. Just confine yourself to the 6 points. So you'll be confining yourself to zikr. Namaz, zikr, tilawat. So your mind will just be confined. See the importance of zikr. So if your mind is consumed with Allah Ta'ala, right, then that's the primary goal. Everything else is putting in its place, right? But your heart is there attached with Allah Ta'ala. It's with Allah Ta'ala, isn't it? How to make you understand this, right? So, the bride came, right? The bride. When she arrived now, you know, before this, we didn't make any masti, nothing. So, like you can imagine, when there is a genuine love, right? Really, like the girl saw once in a while. But she came, she's coming to the house, right? So you see, a couple of things not right. The mat is not right, chappal is not kept right. So you will attend to all that. You can say, sahi baat batao, ke dil kahan hoga? That you put the mat right here, hey, the bride mustn't think I'm coming for the farm, right? That's how your mind will be, right? Or the one paper lying here, she mustn't say that, hey, you know, what a dirty house. Or I brought some coke to serve her. It mustn't be that all the gas is out. But now, why are you doing it? What's in the mind? The zikr of that bride is overwhelming, see. So you're doing everything else, but with that state of mind. See, the state of mind. So, the both are required for you to, your reward to escalate. The adab and the state of mind. Just a formal protocol is not sufficient. Just a formal protocol is not. Allah Pak speaks about the munafiqeen. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Look at the tafsir, right? So there is outward conformity, right? But قَامُوا كُسَالَى. How's the mind? Mind is not there. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Why? They're doing it يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ, just to be seen by people. Why are they doing it? Just to be seen. If the people don't think I'm a non-Muslim, so, you know, just to make myself present. وَلَا يَسْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They don't have Allah in their hearts. So this is the thing that is missing in Ummah in this day. in every branch, Taleem, Jamaat, Khanqa, everywhere. That zikr, the state of mind with the adab. That's the whole essence. That will put everything in place. Like I say, that bond with that bride, right, will put everything right in the house, didn't it? Really, when you piss up there, she's coming in. Any number two aside, will you do that? You will keep some rotten eggs without smell of it. You will do that. See. So now, we don't realize we're doing the dini work, eyes are not right. Tongue is not right. So one is like number two, one is like urine, one is like something else, right? Or the bride is there. Will you stretch your feet and make some thundering? You'll do that. You won't do that. You know why you're not doing it. Right? So you got the regards, you got the love, and you got the other, right? So all this combined, now that thing goes very well. Everything is in place. When that is in place, now that is a real bond. It's a real love. It's happiness. Right? And you can imagine, if she had to do the same thing, she came like a bride now, stretching her feet, Tadri led. Kya hoga? What will happen? What will happen? So everything comes in place when this zikr, when this that remembrance is how it's supposed to be. Not just remembrance, but the remembrance how it's supposed to be. Then everything falls in place. So the person is combing his beard also, right? How she will look at it. So you're coming to the masjid for Juma, you're combing your hair nicely, the love of us must be happy with this. Here, so you're not just doing it like that, you're combing it properly, correctly. Why? The love of us be happy. Right? So you give it a nice shave, just to, you want to catch the attention of Allah Ta'ala. Right? Then as you're preparing, coming for namaz, then you put the right itar, right? Allah Baka will be happy. The malaika must be happy. Can you see? Outwardly is a show, right? Outwardly it's adorning yourself. But where's your mind? You see? Can you see that? So in this age, if you ask me, where's the problem? I say that adab is not there, right? And the state of the mind is not there. Right? So the adab is there, and the state of the mind is right. See, that person didn't do the namaz correctly. So the adab wasn't there. Adab wasn't there. When the adab was not there, salli fa innaka lam tusalli. See that? Or repeat the namaz. Why? The adab wasn't there. Although he did the postures, but he didn't do it according to adab. And the reason asked him to go and repeat the namaz. See, so the importance of the adab. And this adab is in all situations, right? Right? In your speech, how you conduct yourself. If the adab wasn't there, then la tajharu lahu bil qawl ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'd an tahbata a'malukum. The tone wasn't right. And what it resulted in? All your deeds were cancelled. An tahbata a'malukum. So it was just a matter of adab. And the adab, the absence of adab, right? And what it resulted in? Antahbata habta amal. See, all this. So, isku seeko, right? I feel nowadays, even in madrasas, khanqahs, everywhere, jamaat, they must talk about it, see? Because, unfortunately, children are not getting the attention from the parents as they're supposed to be getting, right? So they don't know what's adab. It's not in their itinerary. How to show adab? It's a small person, it's an adult, how do I talk to him? There's a mehman in the house. What am I supposed to be doing? What am I not supposed to be doing? Right? So these things have to be taught for the child to have some value. Now, the child is not showing that respect. He's not showing that. what he's supposed to be doing at that time. So, the Naman also feels, I don't know from which jungle this person came. So the adab and the state of the mind. The adab and the state of the mind. Imagine now, I'm just showing you the state of the mind, right? So the, you left all the eatables for the mihman, right? You left the eatables. So there was some cold drink, whatever, ice cream, all that. And you are looking at the cold drink all the time, the cold drink and the ice cream. They're wiping it clean or they leave something for you. I ask you, will the mihman be able to eat comfortably? Or if your child, right, is watching the cold drink, the ice cream getting polished properly, or will that guest be able to eat? See the state of the mind. So that the household state of the mind wasn't right. Although outwardly they showed some ikram, but was the state of the mind right? So that's what they call Ziyafatul Arab. Ziyafatul Arab is they leave the food, everything there, and they go away. Now and then they just come to see if they need to top it up, that's all. Otherwise they leave it. Now he's eating and you're watching him, look at him. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu used to host all of you, hundreds of people every day. So one villager came in, and as Muawiyah radiallahu anhu noticed that there is a hair on the morsel. So he cautioned him that there's a hair, just be careful. He got up straight away to leave. You're not a person of nobility. I can't sit with you. Your glance is on my morsel also. See, your sight is on my morsel. Although he cautioned him for the right thing, right? But now, see how he took it. That he must leave the mihman free, let them eat, enjoy, like it's their house. But now you looking at his morsels, then can he eat comfortably and relaxed? See, his adab. Adab and state of the mind. Allah Ta'ala.